Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. It was on this date in 1940 that Nazi Germany began its 8-month blitz of Britain during World War II with the first air attack on London in what would come to be known as the Battle of Britain. It was on this date that 300 German bombers raided London in what would be the first of 57 consecutive nights of bombing. This blitzkrieg would continue until May of 1941. It was in the summer and fall of 1940 that German and British air forces clashed in the skies over the United Kingdom, locked in the largest sustained bombing campaign to that date. A significant turning point of World War II, the Battle of Britain ended when Germany's Luftwaffe failed to gain air superiority over the Royal Air Force despite months of targeting Britain's air bases, military posts, and ultimately its civilian population as well. Britain's decisive victory saved the country from a ground invasion and possible occupation by German forces while proving that air power alone could not be used to invade a country. And this is a very important battle historically to World War II. If Germany had managed to invade and capture Britain, who knows what the world would look like today? Probably not quite the way that we know it. It was a little bit back in June of 1940 that the defeated French signed an armistice and quit World War II, and then it was pretty much just Britain standing alone against the power of Germany's military forces. Remember, at that time, the most powerful military the world had ever seen. Facing these incredible odds and knowing that an invasion was very likely on the way, Winston Churchill gave a very famous speech where we see a lot of the resolve of the British people. To quote a small excerpt of this speech from Winston Churchill, "The Battle of France is over. The Battle of Britain is about to begin. Upon this battle depends the survival of Christian civilization. Upon it depends our own British life and the long continuation of our institutions and our empire. The whole fury and might of the enemy must very soon be turned upon us. Hitler knows that he will have to break us in this island or lose the war. If we can stand up to him, all of Europe may be freed and the life of the world may move forward into broad, sunlit uplands. But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duties and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will stay. This was their finest hour." To give a brief rundown of the Battle of Britain, a few weeks prior, in August of 1940, a group of German bomber planes got lost on a nighttime mission over England. They wound up dropping bombs not on their industrial target, but on the city of London itself. Winston Churchill ordered a retaliation strike against Germany, but this time it was the Royal Air Force who missed their target and hit civilians. Hitler was convinced this was intentional, so he rescinded his probation against targeting civilians, and the Luftwaffe organized a massive attack against London, intending to break the British people's will to fight. This blitzkrieg, however, backfired in several respects. First, it diverted Germany's attention from strategic targets, which meant that they were no longer putting real pressure on the British industrial war efforts. So while they were doing a lot of damage to civilian targets and definitely the lives of the British citizens, the army itself and the British Air Force in particular didn't suffer all that much. As a matter of fact, wartime production increased as these raids went on, and the British Army actually saw no decline in enlistment rates. And that's really the second way that this blitz backfired. The raids really ended up strengthening the British people, bringing them together and strengthening their will to fight on in the names of those who had been lost to German bombs. Ultimately, the cost in men and material to Germany to wage the Battle of Britain exceeded the cost of the damage they inflicted. This ended up creating a number of problems for Nazi Germany that culminated in them having to cancel their planned ground invasion. And as we look at war historically, we find that while we have always dreamed of being able to simply fly over our enemy and defeat them from the skies, that is never the case in an actual wartime situation, with the exception of Japan and dropping nuclear bombs on them. But when we look at things even as recent as Vietnam or even Iraq, you need boots on the ground if you want to put sufficient pressure on a country. And that's just a little bit about the Battle of Britain, a fascinating and very important battle in World War II that really changed the course of the war and maybe the course of the world altogether. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Remember, if you like these little history segments that I do, you can find them online at kggfradio.com. Click on the On Demand tab and go find a history segment that looks interesting to you.